But what we need is a progressive arrangement, an arrangement that takes us forward step by step and stage by stage. And it's this that we're concerned with now. We're concerned with the methods of meditation as a definite progressive sequence, a cumulative sequence. So if we concern ourselves with them in this way, well, which of the methods of meditation comes first? Well, you've probably guessed already. First comes mindfulness of breathing. Our old friend, mindfulness of breathing, which constituted, I'm sure, for many of you, your first introduction to meditation. This is usually the first method of meditation that we teach in the FWBO, unless, of course, you happen to come along, more or less by accident, when it's the week for metta. But usually, it's the mindfulness of breathing that comes first. There are various reasons for this. This is, as it were, as you know very well, what we call a psychological method, inverted commas. Psychological in the sense that one can look at it, the newcomer can look at it psychologically. That is, it doesn't bring in any distinctively Buddhist teaching. It doesn't say anything about the Buddha. It doesn't say anything about the Dharma or the Sangha or enlightenment or going forth or anything of that sort. It's just a psychological method. So this is why we present it, or one of the reasons why we present it, first of all. Why it's the first method that we teach, usually, in our classes. And of course, it's very important in as much as it's the starting point for the development of mindfulness in general. That is to say, mindfulness with regards to all the activities of life. We start by being mindful of our breath, of our breathing process. Process of breathing in and breathing out. But that's only the beginning. We have to try to extend this, enlarge this, until we're aware of all our bodily movements, as we're moving from left to right, aware exactly what we're doing, where each part of our body is, where we are, with whom we are, aware of the world around us, aware of people, aware ultimately, of reality itself. But we start with the mindfulness of breathing. And mindfulness is also important because it's the key to psychical integration. And that's the real reason why we usually start teaching meditation by teaching this particular method, mindfulness of breathing. It's the key to integration. To begin with, when we come, I might even say, staggering along to our first meditation class, maybe from the office, maybe from home, or wheresoever, we don't have any real individuality. We're usually just a bundle of conflicting desires, even conflicting selves, loosely tied together with the thread of a name and an address. Desires and selves, both conscious and unconscious. So what does mindfulness do? Even the very limited mindfulness that we practice when we practice mindfulness of breathing, it helps bring them together, to bind them together. It at least tightens the string a little bit, so that they aren't also loose in the middle. It makes more of a definite bundle of these different cravings and different selves. More of a recognizable, identifiable bundle. And even if we practice it a bit more, carry it a bit further, the practice of mindfulness helps to create real unity and real harmony between the different aspects, as they've now become, of ourselves. In other words, it's through mindfulness that we begin to develop, begin to create true individuality. And an unintegrated individuality is a contradiction in terms. Individuality is essentially integrated. And unless we can integrate, unless we are really individuals, which means integrated, there's no real progress. Because there's no commitment. You can't commit yourself unless there's just one individuality to commit itself. Only an integrated person can commit himself. Because then all your energies are together, all flowing in the same direction. One energy, one interest, one desire is not working against another or is not in conflict with another. So awareness, mindfulness, at so many different levels, is so important. It's the key to the whole thing.